Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, so weddings again. Every email we seem to get is the stress surrounding a wedding. And we got another one. You got something going on in your life where you want to share it with us or Burt Show fam, get yourself some advice. Hit us up at theburtshow.com. And in this case, it's all about the colors of the wedding because everything has to be perfect. And she's having a natural wedding with neutral colors, but one of her bridesmaids is messing it all up. So what should she do about it?
Hello, my name is Maya. I am a longtime listener of you guys and love the advice you always give. Need some for myself. I'm getting married next May and am in need of help regarding a bridesmaid question. One of my bridesmaids is a dear friend of mine of many years, but there is a sort of problem that I'm not sure what to do about. I'm having a very neutral wedding with neutral colors, and she has multicolored hair. I mean, it's rainbow in all different colors. I love this for her, and I love that she loves her hair. However, is it wrong that I'm weary or unsure of how it's going to look in pictures? I hate to say it, but when people look at it, the attention will go straight to her hair. I need to talk to her about it. Or should I just let it go? Any advice would be amazing. Love, Maya.
All right, so this is her special day.
It is her special day.
Special day. So what do you do in a case like this? Is it worth addressing the friend? I mean, for the aesthetic of the pictures?
Believe it or not, I was in this exact situation, but not with a bridesmaid. So it was during sorority recruitment. And sorority recruitment is basically like being in a wedding because you all got to wear the same color scheme. You all got to line up and take photos. It's basically like being a bridesmaid. And so we had this one sister who literally dyed her hair like Simpsons blue right before recruitment. And she's a beautiful gal, but it stands out in a crowd of girls who have like blonde, brunette, and red hair. And we were kind of like, are we a-holes if we say something to her? Because not to say that it looked bad because it was her style and we loved that about her, but it did look weird. And I got to say, like, when one of the people on our exec team reached out to her and said, hey, can you not have blue hair for recruitment? It didn't go well. And so I don't see it going over the same way for the wedding. Because this is your friend, you got to love her the way she is, even though it's your special day.
I feel like, I mean, I know it's very different when it comes to weddings with women, but I don't see myself asking any of my friends to change their appearance for my wedding. That just doesn't feel right to me.
It seems to me like you're part of that inner circle, and she's a bridesmaid, so she's one of her most important friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you probably love her so much for her individualism, mm-hmm. right? So now she's going to join you on your special day, and you're going to say, hey, everything that I love about you, I'm throwing out the window for the aesthetics of my wedding. Yeah. I don't know.
No, absolutely not. And you need to have more confidence in yourself that you are going to be in your beautiful wedding gown. You think her hair is going to be the center of attention. People might notice it for a second, but they're not going to be sitting there at the church or wherever space you choose to get married, staring at your bridesmaid's hair and not staring at you. That's not going to be the case.
You would be surprised. People are real judgy. Real judgy.
You need to embrace her friend and her individuality. I think if you are asking this person to be in your wedding, you're going to love them and their multicolored hair. Now, when it comes to the pictures, a lot of photogs know Photoshop. So have them go in and neutralize her hair for your photos. And then voila, you have a neutral photo if you want one. don't show it to her. That's just for you and your family. And don't post that on social media. But if you want that neutral photo, you can do that.
You're just going to have to hide the frame anytime she comes over.
Right. And the if you make a photo album or an online album, she'll never be able to see that, right? She'd be super offended.
Every bride I've ever known, like if it's Father's Day, if it's somebody's birthday, if it's Easter, they are posting pictures of their wedding. Like that's really the only reason I'm convinced people get married anymore is so that they have photos to post on Instagram.
But I posted a ton of photos of myself and my husband. I don't recall posting a ton of my bridal party. Oh. I mean, maybe the initial day, but one, but that was it.
Sweet summer child. That's not how it is anymore. It's like, if it's your birthday, they post their photo of like them standing at the altar, like happy birthday to my best friend. This is my special day, but now this is your special day. It's a little obnoxious.
Would it be different if she changed her hair like 2 weeks before the wedding?
If she what?
What if she changed her, like if that wasn't her actual hair color the entire time and she changed it a week or two before the wedding, then would you ask her to change it back?
Oh, damn. Oh, that's a good one right there.
Right? Like, maybe
if
then.
If that was out of character for her, if she had never had like wild, individualistic hair, I would be like, is there any particular reason why you chose to do this 2 weeks before my wedding? Because it seems like... You're reaching for an attention grab here. Okay.
You could just bring her a wig.
Ooh. Mm. And those lace fronts.
That's offensive. No.
Those lace fronts, I mean, you cannot tell. You cannot tell.
The Burt Show.